The stock market is pointing up this morning after Wall Street's worst day in more than 2 years. After the biggest surge downward for stock prices since the first dark June of pandemic, futures are looking up this morning. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 3.9%, 1,276 points. The S&P fell 4.3%. The NASDAQ index full of tech companies fell 5.2%. This after the government's consumer price index showed inflation in America was still persistently high in August, implying that interest rates will have to go higher and stay higher longer. My marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more from London.
So-called core American consumer prices are continuing to rise, and that is sparking renewed concerns the Federal Reserve will become more aggressive in trying to ease the pain on household finances. At its meeting next week, policymakers had been expected to raise rates by 0.75 percentage point. Now, though, investors are betting a bigger rise could be on the way. Worries about whether the U.S. central bank can move swiftly enough to combat inflation seeped through global markets today. It was a sea of red across Asia, with Hong Kong's Hang Seng and Japan's Nikkei down about 2.5%, while the Shanghai Composite lost 0.8%. Higher consumer prices are also a concern for many countries around the world. Fresh data in the UK this morning showed annual inflation here eased off double digits to 9.9% in August, thanks to a decline in fuel prices. But the rate is still holding at a near 40-year high, as Russia's war continues to impact global supply chains. All of this puts more pressure on the Bank of England, which delayed a planned interest rate rise tomorrow in the wake of Queen Elizabeth's death. The central bank sees inflation topping 13% this year and is expected to continue raising rates to try to control it. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
As I say, this morning, Dow futures are up by 107 points or 0.3% now. S&P and NASDAQ futures are both up 0.5%. Inflation clinging despite gas prices steadily falling. A gallon of regular today is averaging $3.70, down from a high of more than $5 a gallon earlier this year, according to AAA. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at this apparent disconnect between fuel and what we're paying for everything else.
Since the beginning of this run on inflation, economists and policymakers have been saying oil is what's behind rising prices. And in many ways, that's true. Joanne Weiner is an economist at George Washington University.
The price of gas, or overall energy prices, does take on an outsized importance just because it affects everyone.
And almost everything. Heating and cooling, how much it costs to make something, and then how much it costs to ship it somewhere. But the reality of oil controlling the economy has shifted a bit since the last time the U.S. experienced major inflation.
You know, we're much less energy dependent, fossil fuel dependent than we were in the 70s, but that took a while.
Took a while, as in slowly, cars have gotten lighter and more fuel efficient. So oil's effect on the economy has lessened a little bit, and it will continue to lessen as more vehicles go electric. In the meantime, there's plenty happening in the economy that has nothing to do with oil. Justin Wolfers is an economist at the University of Michigan.
Gas prices are only one part of the puzzle. There's a whole lot of other prices in the economy.
The prices of lots of industries feeling the stress of shortages. In agriculture, it's water. Droughts have contributed to the rising cost of food. For automobiles, it's still semiconductors. And nearly every industry is feeling the shortage of labor.
We know that it's really difficult to get goods around the world still. It took me a year to get the dishwasher that was just installed at my house last week.
All the things the government and different industries are doing to target these problems will take time. The U.S. isn't going to grow a semiconductor industry overnight. And so Carola Binder, an economist at Haverford College, says the only entity that can really target inflation right now is the Federal Reserve.
It needs to do things that affect aggregate demand. So it's raising interest rates to slow down overall consumer spending.
All signs say the Fed will raise them again when it meets next week. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Soon, U.S. currency will bear the signature of not one but two women, those of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and our new U.S. Treasurer, Lynn Malerba. Malerba is also chief of the Mohegan tribe based in Connecticut. And as Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports, her swearing in this week is particularly meaningful in Indian country.
Malerba is the latest in a string of Native people tapped for high-level government roles outside the Indian Affairs Bureaus. Patrice Kunish is formerly with the Minneapolis Fed's Center for Indian Country Development.
And that can only enhance better understanding and delivery of programs and services.
To tribal governments and communities, Kunish says. As treasurer, Malerba will oversee Treasury's new Office of Native and Tribal Affairs, in addition to running the U.S. Mint in Fort Knox and being a liaison to the Federal Reserve. Wayne Ducheneau with the Native Governance Center says Malerba is tasked with repairing the department's sometimes troubled relationship with tribes.
So to have somebody at the highest levels of that agency who understands in their DNA the importance of tribal trust responsibility. I mean, it's monumental.
During her swearing in, Malerba said she'll promote economic development in tribal and other underserved communities. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
It is a big fight out there to hire talent. This includes investment banking talent. Used to be the money was enough, but Citigroup has a new strategy. It's opening a new hub in palm-lined, beach-proximate, food-oriented Malaga, Spain. Junior bankers of the sort it's trying to attract and retain can then apply to spend 2 years working for Citigroup in Malaga Splendor, where the bank is setting eight-hour days and free weekends to keep the burnout at bay. The bank insisted to the Financial Times this is not a hiring gimmick. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.